Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY26 conference call for Vintage Coffee and Beverages Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Palash Kawale from Nuvama Wealth. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. And on behalf of Nuvama Wealth, I thank the management of Vintage Coffee and Beverages for the opportunity to host their Q2 FY26 earnings call. We have with us today Mr. Balakrishna Tati, Chairman and MD, Mr. Sai Tati, Executive Director, Mr. Kranti Kumar Varakalli, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Jawahar Konjivaram, Head of Sales and Marketing. I will now hand over the call to the management, Mr. Balakrishna Tati, to walk us through the quarter. Thank you all, and over to you, Bala, sir.
Yes, thank you so much. Once again, good afternoon. And this is a small glitch in connecting the call. I think that got slightly delayed. So I apologize for that. I just want to proceed with the brief note about the company. Vintage Coffee and Beverages Limited, which is a listed company in Bombay Stock Exchange and National Stock Exchange, and this is a holding company of Vintage Coffee Private Limited, Delecto Foods Private Limited. Both companies are 100% export-oriented units. Just giving a background about the company, just take a two-minute time, then I will go into more in detail. Vintage Coffee Private Limited, a company which is set up in 2017 and started the commercial production in 2018, and then 2019, it started the full production operations and all. The installed capacity of the plant is around 4,500 metric tons, and subsequently, it is scaled up to 6,500 metric tons during 2025, January. And there is a company, Delecto Foods Private Limited, which is into manufacturing instant chicory with an installed capacity of 1,700 metric tons. And this is a company set up in 2013-14. And both companies put together, the capacities are around 8,200 metric tons as of today, and both companies are fully 100% capacity utilization. And with regards to the Vintage Coffee, I just want to give a more brief about this company. This is one of the best companies in India, which has very sophisticated equipment. This company set up in 2017 because I have a lot of experience in coffee industry. I was more than 30 years' experience in coffee industry. When we set up the plant, we have taken utmost precautions to selecting the good equipment, and also we know what are the customers looking. So those equipment and all we procured, and we have done a lot of modification in-house to get the best quality of coffee and also the best quality of agglomerated coffee, which is a granulated coffee. And this company has very good packaging facilities. Recently, we set up two packaging lines last year and this year that caters almost, I can say, around 3,000 metric tons of packing capacities. And the company has entered into several markets, especially countries like Southeast Asia, Europe, Africa, Russia, and CIS countries. Now we just started with Latin America, and we have been exporting to China. So these are the markets which we catered, and we mainly focus on the agglomerated in a packaging right now. Earlier, we were doing a straight coffee in a bulk, but we are now more focused on agglomerated coffee. And now the company has a plan now to set up a freeze-dried coffee. In addition to that, currently, one more project is in a pipeline that is 4,500 metric tons of additional expansion, which is in pipeline that is going to be complete during 2026 March, by end of 2026 March. So that additional 4,500 tons will add to 6,500 metric tons, where the company will be able to produce around 11,000 metric tons. The FDC plant is in a greenfield project, so that is another 5,000 tons that is going to come in at 2027 March. So that's the plan what we have right now. With regards to the company performance, let me know if I'm very fast, if you don't mind, please. Okay? So with regards to the company performance, and if you see that, I just want to brief you about that. In fact, today only we have a board meeting, and we have declared the financial results for the Q2. And the Q2 results are already available on the domain, and also it's available in exchanges. So the Q2 is the turnover is around 135.61 crores, EBITDA 23.73, and PAT is 17.83 crores. And as this is an FY 2025-26, and that is a year 2026, and growth is approximately around 18.89.52. Turnover-wise, if you see the EBITDA level, it is around 106%, and PAT level is around 137%. And if you see the first half of FY 2026 is around 237 crores turnover as against, and also EBITDA is around 42.79 crores, and PAT is around 32.06 crores. And this is an as against H1 FY 2025 is around 115.2, and 19.58, and 12.05. So these are the growth rate. If you see 106, 118, and 166%. So these are the figures which we have. And now I am very open for the question answers. You can please proceed.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Varshit Shah from Veto Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. First of all, sir, congratulations for a great set of numbers. I think you have been delivering for almost six quarters in a row, so congratulations to the execution. My question is around two things. You mentioned that the additional capacity in your press release of 4,500 tons. So are you confident enough to commence the capacity by end of FY 2026, and how much time it will take to ramp up this capacity in FY 2027?
Yes. FY 2026, we have already it is in an erection stage, some of equipment, and it is a brownfield project. It is not a complete green project. It is a brownfield project. So some of the equipment is already there. So only a few equipment we are trying to add it. So we are very confident that by March 2026, we should be able to complete that and add this additional 4,500 tons capacity to our in addition 6,500 tons. With regards to the capacity full utilization, yes, there is a possibility that one month, maybe we in the first month, we can able to get around 70%-80% of the capacity utilization. But then subsequently, the second month onwards, we'll go with the full capacity utilization. Why I'm saying this very particularly because it is a brownfield project, and already the equipment are in a running condition, and we have a few more equipment we are just adding to the existing equipment. So therefore, there won't be any issue with regards to producing 100% capacity of the additional 4,500 tons.
So sir, do we have, I mean, just ramping up in one month, so it's quite aggressive ramp-up. So do we have volume visibility from customers?
Sorry, come again?
To ramp up this new capacity quickly in like a span of one to two months, do we have the visibility from the customer in terms of volumes?
Yes. Yes. We do have the visibility because the existing customers the blend they got approved, in fact, that they are willing to continue volumes because they are also adding a new brand into that. So our confirmation of that we will January or February once the plant is almost nearer to the completion and start the production. So then we'll start fixing the prices and move on.
Okay. And sir, my question is on the freeze-dried, second question. So where are we in terms of timelines for the freeze-dried plant?
Yeah, freeze-dried plant has already finalized. In fact, we have already issued the purchase order for the main equipment which are coming from Europe because normally it takes a little time. So therefore, we were in a bit hurry to issue a purchase order. We called the equipment suppliers. They were here last week in Hyderabad in our factory. They visited our factory and facilities and all, and we finalized the agreement. We issued the purchase order also.
Okay, great. So we are confident of commissioning the same by end of FY 2027, maybe Q1 FY 2028?
Yes, please.
Okay. Sir, I have more questions, but I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from ASK NDPMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question and congrats on great set of numbers. Sir, just taking forward from, you know, the earlier participants on, you know, the visibility of growth, I mean, heartening to hear that, you know, the second month itself, the utilization would be good. But if I look at the last 6 quarters, I mean, we have consistently been improving the gross profit per metric ton and EBITDA per metric ton. One is if you can, you know, give us how, you know, the mix is changing and what is driving this. Because my understanding is typically the coffee bean is a parcel. So we do more of value-added work and probably that is driving this. The second is when the new capacity comes in and you basically start taking the order, would you see any kind of risk to the run rate that you're seeing in the gross profit per, you know, metric ton that is improved? Or, you know, for a temporary, whether it can dip for the time being?
Okay. Understood. So with regards to the coffee price volatility, yes, there is a volatility in the coffee prices. Coffee prices are moving up and down last two and a half years time. I think if you can see that it went up to even $5,700, $5,800 per metric ton. Now it has come down to it's $4,400, then it's around $4,800 to $5,000 and all. So yes, there is a volatility, but in our case, what we are doing is earlier we used to sign a contract for the yearly basis or half-yearly basis with the customers, but now we are signing a contract on a yearly basis for a volume commitment, and the prices are fixed on a quarter-to-quarter basis. The main reason is that because once we fix the prices, we need to execute the order irrespective of the price fluctuations. And what we do is that the moment we sign a contract for export orders, immediately we release an order for the coffee beans, and the price volatility will not come into force because we use the medium-grade coffee beans which are not traded on the terminal. So outright purchase, we release the purchase order, and as on today, whatever the purchase order we issue to the suppliers and all are executed, the 98% is an execution of the coffee beans. So the exchange, the price escalation may not be have any sort of this thing on our bottom line with regards to that. Yes, the price escalation definitely will have on a top line. If the prices drops, then slightly the turnover will be lower. But otherwise, the profitability and all will protected because we are not going to have this sort of any price risk, you know, escalation clause.
Yes, sir. My question is more on the EBITDA per metric ton. See, earlier, if I look at last year, we were running at around 120 or 110. Now it's almost gone to 135, so there has been an improvement there. So with the new capacity coming in, would there be a dip or how do you see this, sir?
Yes, good question. See, the reason is that 110 and 105, that one has come to 130 is there because the last year, if you see that, we were mainly focused on a spray-dried coffee and also in a bulk coffee supplies. Now, if you see the current year, we are focusing more on a agglomeration coffee in a consumer packs. Now, the consumer packs are valued, the margins are high, okay, and obviously, because it will fetch a higher this thing. And with regards to the even top line and bottom line, both will improve drastically. So that is the one reason for this. And with regards, and moreover, if we are adding the another 4,500 metric tons in the same premises, as I mentioned to you, it is a brownfield project. Definitely, the fixed cost will distribute, and there will be much improvement in the EBITDA levels also.
Sure, sir. Sir, the other thing which I would like to understand is if the coffee bean prices is higher, I mean, definitely we will, you know, see a higher realization and higher, you know, sales growth. But if coffee bean comes down, it will, you know, benefit us from the working capital. So to that extent, there will be a lot of cash release. I mean, to that extent, the working capital will come down and the debt will also start coming down. Is that right way to look at it, sir?
No, see, if the coffee beans prices drops, because as I told you that in the last two and a half, 3 years time, it went up by, you know, very high, you know, historically very high, and the prices in the crop is very good also. In fact, the last, you can current year 2025, you see the beginning of the first quarter, there was a good crop from Brazil. And suddenly there was a drop of $700 to $800. But again, there is the output is not up to that. Then slowly again it is went up. So So it is settled at around 4,800 to 5,200 levels. So if you see that, I don't think so that because what the forecast is says that from Brazil, Vietnam, Indonesia, India and African markets, the reports are says that prices are going to more or less stable this levels only 4,500 to 4,800. So I don't think so it will go down below that. This is what our prediction and also the report says. So supported by the reports. But with regards to the realization is concerned, as I mentioned to you, because we are now keep on expanding our capacities and our increase, sales are increasing and our product mix also increasing. Earlier we were doing a bulk and now we are doing in a consumer pack. So obviously there is a value addition, the margins are slightly better than the bulk. So these are really compensated to that extent. Now that is the one. And also we have a benchmark actually with regards to absolute terms of per kg basis. So that benchmark we don't go below that benchmark. So therefore it is well protected with our bottom line.
Yeah. So one final question before I join back with you is, the freeze dry capacity which is coming in FY27 end. Sir, some color with respect to, you're confident about, utilization there. But how is the margins, over there and what are the kind of clients who incrementally are different here? Some color on what is the reason that we are targeting in the freeze dry capacity.
Okay. So typically if you see that, I think it is the information is available on the website. So if you see that freeze dried coffee market is growing around 10 to 12% year on year compared to the spray and agglomerated coffee where it is around 2 to 3% at the highest levels compared to that. So freeze dried is the market is growing, there is no doubt about it. A. Number two is that the margins and the price levels if you compare with the spray and agglomerated coffee, it is almost, I can say it is almost 30 to 40% is higher than the agglomeration spray dried coffee. So obviously the margins also are much better if you compare with that. Of course there is a production cost also involved. If you take out those production costs and then capital investment, so then I think margin will be still it is higher compared to the spray dried coffee and agglo coffee. If you ask me the percentage by, then you should be in the region of around if you say now this maybe around 22 to 25% of EBITDA levels.
Sure sir, thanks a lot, it was very informative. I'll join back.
Thank you.
I request each participant to ask two questions only. The next question is from the line of Bhavya Sonawala from Samasa Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Yeah, so a couple of questions. The first question is just trying to understand, have we seen any kind of volume growth this quarter or for the half yearly? Can you throw some light on that?
Yeah, of course. If you see that this quarter compared to the previous quarter, there is a growth. Actually, I have already indicated to you. If you see the turnover in Q2 is around 135 crores turnover, as against the last Q1, it is around 101 crores turnover. Okay. 101. So there is a growth rate is around 105%.
No, but what part of this will be volume growth compared to value?
Volume growth, I can explain to you. 1 second. Quantity, basically. It was percentage. Just percentage. Yeah, 30%.
30%. Okay, got it. Yes. Just one more question. So I'm just trying to understand the kind of EBITDA per kg that we are able to derive at. It is much higher than our competitors domestically and internationally. So is there something different that we are doing considering we only have spray dried and we haven't even come on with freeze dried?
No, actually it depends upon the the product and the blend what they use and what we use also, because we really don't know, because it all depends upon the blend, because sometimes the coffee beans what we use, the blend is composition, typically very well the robust, the coffee beans have a different varieties of coffee, If you can see the Robusta again, they have a different varieties of coffee, and every customer there is some changes there. That is the one. And the second is that the mix also, product mix. So maybe possible that bulk, if anybody sells more bulk, then definitely the realization will be slightly lower, and EBITDA level also slightly lower compared to, as I mentioned to you, that when we sell a bulk coffee, so the EBITDA levels are slightly lower compared to the mix of consumer packs. So that is the second one. And third one is that the selling factor, selling is that how do you sell it and which are the market, say, and who are the customers, and then is it direct exports or something like that. So those are the things which makes some difference. But more or less that everything should be in line with the same production cost, and other things should be remain same.
Okay, got it. Just a follow-up. So are we currently doing consumer packs or small packs?
Yeah, we are doing it. Of course, we are doing a small pack, consumer pack.
What percentage would that be, if it's possible to share?
No, it is a 50-50 we are doing it. 50% consumer pack and 50% bulk.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Welcome, please.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishita from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes. Please continue.
Yes, please.
Yes. So I had a few questions. The capex that we are doing to increase the capacity by 4,500 metric tons. What is the capex amount for that?
This capacity additional 4,500 metric tons, right?
Yes.
Yeah, as I said that it is in a brownfield project. Basically, we are not buying all equipment. We are only few equipment we are buying it. So the capital is around 45 crores.
45 crores. And how are we funding this?
Now, this is from the internal accruals. We do have some sort of surplus profits, cash. So from the cash reserves, we are using it.
And the freeze-dried capacity, how are we funding that, and what is the capex amount for that?
Yes. The freeze-dried coffee, the capex is around 4.
I'm sorry, your voice is cutting. Can you repeat that? Hello.
Hello, sir. Are you there?
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management is disconnected. Please stay connected while we reconnect them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being on hold. The line for the management is now reconnected. The next question is from the line of Param Vora from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question and congratulations on great set of numbers. So my first question is regarding Chicory. So can you tell me the capacity and utilization level for instant Chicory?
Yeah, the capacity of the Chicory plant is 1,700 metric tons.
And the utilization level?
We are utilizing almost to the full capacity.
Okay, and regarding packaging, so what is the effect on the margin with this backward integration?
I can say the packaging, compared to, you're talking about the spray-dried coffee?
Yeah.
Bulk and the packaged one, right?
Yeah. Since you have started packaging.
Yes.
So, regarding this backward integration, what is the effect on the margins?
So margins are improved. There is around 2-3% margin improvement is there from the net profit levels.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. I request each participant to ask one question from now on. The next question is from the line of Ayush Jha from Shagun Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please continue.
Yes, please.
congratulations on the good shake-up number. So, sir, my first question is regarding the how much you are planning to open the shop of coffee?
How much stock?
Sir, how much shops you are planning to open on future?
No, your stocks, holding stocks you are saying.
Hello?
No, this question not clear. Can you please repeat if you don't mind?
Sir, I am asking how much you are planning how much you are planning to open shops.
Not able to. Hello.
Hello. I'm asking how much premium cafe launch you are planning to open on future, sir.
Coffee shops you are talking about. How many coffee shops? Okay. Coffee shops you are saying, correct? Coffee outlets.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now we have already opened one cafe outlet in Mumbai, and we are planning to because right now this is given for a franchisee, master franchisee, and we have empowered master franchisee to select the right locations, because since it is they are holding our brand, our vintage coffee. So we ask them to select in the right places to open in a few outlets, because we are not investing any money in that. So the franchise is taking a decision. I don't think so, but I have any clue on this. But most probably they may open another 2-3 outlets in the next couple of months' time.
Okay, sir. So my next question is, if it is possible, could you give the future guidance of any of FY27 or 28, or in long term, in 3 to 4 years, we can see the vintage coffee?
Again, I'm not getting you.
Hello. Sir, I'm asking any future guidance about the top line or the bottom line of vintage coffee of 3 to 4 years down the line, where we can expect the vintage coffee to be.
Okay. So now the what we are planning is that next 3 to 4 years time, we want to be in a production of production facilities of around 20,000 metric tons.
Okay.
Yes.
And revenue guidance, sir?
Revenue, it all depends upon the revenue, you know. So too early for me to comment on that. But, you know, I can give you the estimation, actually. If that is, so estimation should be in the region of around... maybe around 2000. Exact figure I don't know really, because it is keep changing in accordance with that from time to time. From the
sir, estimation can also be good. Sir, estimation can also be good.
Coffee bean prices, taking into consideration of today's coffee bean prices, so it should be in the. I can give you one second. One second. Because this all depends upon the mix, actually. Because unless we have the mix, it is very difficult to say anything, you know. We don't know because of what is the, is it in a consumer packs or bulk or in a glass jars, you know, it keeps changing in. So I can give the volume of terms in the sense of 20,000 tons approximately. I think the value-wise is too difficult for me to give. Because unless I have an exact, the mix ratios is very difficult to give.
Okay, sir. No issues. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyam from Trinetra Asset Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on the great set of numbers. So I just wanted to understand that as per industry standards, all our contracts are cost plus, right? There is no scenario where we could have a huge drop in EBITDA margin in spite of coffee price fluctuation, right? Am I correct Is my understanding right?
Yes. Your understanding to, is that, you know, the cost plus the profit, that what we are adding it, and therefore there won't be a much variation in the bottom line at the profit levels. But however, you know, it depends upon the how the market responds. In case if there is any coffee prices moves upward and then or drops something, like, you know, where maybe it's possible that sometimes the margins may slightly improve also.
Right. And sir, all our contracts are annual, or because I think FDC, there are usually contracts are more than 1 year, which is a capacity that will come online in March 27. But for spray dryer also, all the contracts are annual, or are they, do they change with, because coffee prices have been volatile, so do they keep changing, or how is it usually?
Yeah, all our coffee contracts actually on an annual basis with a volume commitment. With regards to volume commitments, we are getting on a yearly basis. But with the price fixation and all, on quarterly basis.
On quarterly basis. And sir, the, yes, the 20,000 tons that you just mentioned on the previous question, would could you just give us a bifurcation on how much would be spray dried and how much would be FDC?
Again, as I mentioned to you, okay, you know, I can give it to you. It should be in the region of around 12,000 tons of spray and aglo, or maybe 13,000 tons of spray and aglo. The balance is around 7,000-8,000 tons of freeze-dried coffee.
Right. So, sir, if like just normal calculations on current, you know, coffee prices, it gives a peak revenue of around 1,500-1,600 crores. Maybe FY28, maybe FY29. Would that be a safe number to assume? I'm sure it could be higher, but would that be a safe number to assume?
That numbers actually, to be frank, because it all depends upon, as I told you, know, this all depends upon the products mix and all. But it can be better than the price, or it can be slightly lower also. We never know that. It is all depends upon the how and on what mix we do that, and which are the market and what blends customers ask. So on the basis of that, these figures will slightly change here and there and all.
Sure. So just one last question from my side. Are there any plans for further equity dilution in the near future, in the near next 2-3 years?
Are there any plans for
equity dilution means issuance of new shares. QIP, preferential invest, in that aspect.
Understood. No, as on today, we have no plans to dilute any equity, and in fact, the free-shared coffee also, we are raising funds through the debt route only. So we have no plans as of today for the dilution.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I request each participant to ask one question only. The next question is from the line of Gagan from Grow More. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I wanted to know, sir, there has been a lot of selling in promoter shares. What can be the reason behind that?
From promoter, is it? There's no sales from the promoter side. We have not sold any shares.
The promoter share holding has been decreasing quarter on quarter basis. So what is the reason behind that?
That is because we are expanding the capacities and in fact adding the new freeze-dried coffee plant and also we are raising funds through of equity. So when they are raising the funds through equity, obviously to some extent there will be a dilution of the promoters. You know, that is the only.
Got it, sir.
Yes.
And sir, is there any revenue guidance you want to give out for this current year, as you have already given out like a estimated guidance for FY27, but for this current year, what can be the estimated guidance?
Considering the Q1, Q2 seems to be, because that is an Q1 is an odd period, and Q2 and then the actually sales picks up from Q2, Q3, Q4. So obviously the performance would be much better, because we also have any confirmed orders on hand also. This is a season which is coming on. Now I'm sure that it will be much better.
So sir, can we assume it is like 40% and 60%, like H1 would be 40% and H2 would be 60%?
Difficult to say exact figures and all. But I can say that, you know, this is the season now. Definitely, it will be much better than the first half. Yes.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Welcome.
The next question is from the line of Harshit from Premji. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. One was that in the current year, I think if you are running at 100% capacity, then is there room to do more than 1650 tons for the quarter in the next two quarters individually? And second was that, sir, on the newer one, freeze-dried capex, freeze-dried one which you have mentioned, can you help us with the capex amount? And you said that we'll need to raise debt, but I'm just understanding that we have 150 crore cash on books. 40-45 crore will be used in the brownfield one. So in greenfield, how much more capex do we need to start in the next 1 year?
Can you speak a little louder if you don't mind?
Yes. Am I audible now?
Yeah.
Yes. Sir, I just wanted to say that for the greenfield one, what is the capex which we plan to incur overall? So I think you said 40 crore is for the brownfield one, and for greenfield one, if you can tell us what's the capex. And second question was that in this quarter, sir, we are already at 100% utilization in terms of the capacity, so 1650 tons we have done. Is there room to increase in the next two quarters in terms of the volume because we are already at 100% capacity?
Yeah, first question, yours is the capex for the freeze-dried coffee, which I said that, yes, the outlet, the freeze-dried coffee is, we already mentioned earlier also, it is around 450 crores approximately, subject to the exchange fluctuations and all, otherwise it is, and that's what we are estimating now. With regards to the full capacity, what we are using now, 100% capacity. Hello? Yes?
You said that 450 crores?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah, and with regards to the current capacity is what we are fully utilizing. Yes, because in the Q1, Q2, if you see that we produced full capacities, and in fact, our sales are slightly lower compared to the previous, and this Q2 also, Q1 is slightly lower, and if Q3 will be much better because the stocks what we have also will definitely sell in the Q3 and Q4. So the figures will be, the sales volumes will be better, and the turnover will be better.
Understood, sir. Understood. Got it.
Yeah.
And sir, if you can tell us that one more thing, that in terms of spray-dried coffee and freeze-dried coffee, what
Mr.
would be the
Harshit,
EBITDA per kg difference?
Properly. Can you please be a little louder?
Yes, sir. The question was that in the spray-dried and the freeze-dried coffee, if you can help us, what is the difference in the EBITDA per kg?
Spray and freeze-dried coffee, as I said, that the EBITDA levels in spray and it should be in the region of around because 16 to 18% or something like that, and if it is the freeze-dried coffee, it should be in the 22 to 24%.
Okay, sir, got it.
Yeah.
Thank you. We will take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir, you can go ahead with the comments.
I have to take one more call, is it? One more question, right?
No, sir. That was the last question for today.
That was the last question. Okay, fine. Okay, thank you so much, you all, and coming online and asking some sort of questions and clarifications. I'm very glad and delighted, and I would like to once again inform you all that, you know, it is extremely delighted that, you know, your company has delivered a very good result for the second quarter and the first half of FY26. You know, it's outstanding numbers. It is really a great because of all your support and cooperation and my entire team's contribution. And despite of the challenges what we have in the environment, business and other things and all, high volatility and all, still we could able to achieve it. This is all because of your contributions. And thank you so much. And I'm sure that in the coming quarters also we'll do good, because since we have good customers base and good geographies we are entered, and our markets are, our customers are very strong, and the top customers are and well established brand owners. So the company will perform and will explore all possibilities to increase the volumes and sales. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Nuvama Wealth and Investments Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.